I'm Omar Fatou. I'm joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi again, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres are on a nice run after a four-game losing streak. They've won three straight with wins over Florida and Winnipeg last weekend and Minnesota on Tuesday. A week ago, you called it an important early season stretch for the team, and they responded with three good efforts.
They responded with three terrific efforts. And I know we're only in the first days of November here, but they were at a point in the season where they had to do something. They had to win some games. They had to earn some points. Or they were in danger of falling out of the race very, very early. And it's not just that they won games. It's how they won games. Against the Panthers on Saturday, they controlled the game throughout. It was basically never in doubt. And then to go to Winnipeg, a 1,000-mile flight the next afternoon, which is an odd scheduling quirk, to win there, a place they haven't played very well traditionally. Another game kind of like the Panthers game where they kind of controlled the game. It was just a strong road win. And then they followed that up by beating the Minnesota Wild on Tuesday, the league's hottest team, a team that shut them out a few days earlier. So three significant efforts, in my opinion. And as bad as the Sabres were early on, they were doing some good in games, and I think they've kind of carried that over.
Some of the keys to those wins, the Sabres are getting early leads, they're having success killing penalties, and they're holding opponents off in the third period.
They've scored first the last three games. Both of their special teams units, penalty kill and power play, are in the top 10. And it was barely a week ago they couldn't close out teams. They blew that game in Philly, they melted down, they blew a three-goal lead. They blew a lead in Calgary. So for them to close the door on the Jets late, for them to hold the Wild to one goal, one of the league's highest-scoring teams, and to get a late goal from Johan Larsson, those are the kind of games that's kind of the way good teams win. And if you're a Sabres fan, I think you should be excited by these last three wins.
Before the start of the season, we talked about the goalie position being key to the team's success this year. We've seen strong play recently from both Robin Leonard and Anders Nielsen.
Definitely. Combined, they've let in two goals in the last three games. Anders Nielsen, he was kind of a question mark. He had had a little success with Edmonton last year, but he's been around the league. He had been with the Islanders. He was with the Blues late last year. He played in Russia a couple years ago. I don't think anyone really knew what they had in him. He's a big guy. General manager Tim Murray likes big goalies. So far, he only has a few appearances, but I think he's earned the trust of his teammates. And Robin Leonard kind of had a so-so start his first four games before he got that stomach bug and Anders Nielsen subbed, and he's come back with just two superb efforts.
A big rivalry game against the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight at the arena. We'll get our first look at the top pick in the NHL draft, Austin Matthews. His young career is already off to a fast start.
Yes, he has 10 points in his first 10 games. He had a four-goal debut, the greatest debut in NHL history. And tonight should be fun. Sabres-Leafs games are usually pretty fun here, even if both teams are bad. But both teams are on the upswing now. I think the Sabres are ahead of the Leafs, who kind of tore it all down last year. But the Leafs had a significant win on Tuesday against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. You add an Austin Matthews to that rivalry. You add a guy who's already one of the top young players in the NHL, and it should become just more and more fun. And tonight we'll be missing something. Jack Eichel's still hurt. He's out with his high ankle sprain. And I think with Austin Matthews and Jack Eichel, two of the game's top young centers, the rivalry should be that much more exciting for the next 5, 10-plus years. Matthews' meeting with Connor McDavid on Tuesday was kind of billed as a rivalry game. It was a big deal. Bobby Orr was there. Wayne Gretzky was there. But I really think Matthews' main rival over the years is going to be Jack Eichel. They're division rivals. They're going to meet 5, 6 times a year at least. And I think when they do finally meet here or in Toronto, it'll be a very fun game. That, to me, will be one of hockey's big rivalries.
Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.